Netira. I have explained last week that we do Netira in the morning for what? Ruach Ra'a, that there is coming on the person. And we say the Ruach Ra'a that coming on a person because the Neshama goes away. And as long as the Neshama, that there is Kiddushah in it, on the person, there is no Ruach Ra'a coming in. But when once most of the Neshama goes away, the Ruach Ra'a coming resting upon the person. And in the morning, when he gets the Neshama back, the Ruach Ra'a goes away. But it's being left only on the hands and the feet. Of course, the feet, we don't do it only on Friday. But they do showers. But they used to go to the mikveh every Friday. Now, they do it the hand because it's open, we use everything. And as our rabbis tell us, to be careful not to touch anything of food or even the body, not to rub his eyes when he gets up without making the netira. Because it's very harmful to do those things without netira. And when the netira is being done, we said to make it six times while skipping from right, left, right, left, right, left. And they say that he will hold the cup in his hand, in right hand, and he washes the left, and then he gives it through the left hand and washes the right, then he leaves it down. And he takes it down. He doesn't take from the left to the right. This shows what always they say Yamin in Kabbalah is Hesed. This is Din. You don't let the Din give to the Hesed. Hesed gives to the Din. That's why they leave it out. This is already things of Hasidut, according to Kabbalah. I'm not saying that everybody should do that, but it will be better. Another thing, after he washes his hand, he has to lift up his hand. As we say, anetilat yadayim, the word netila has two different meanings. There is washing and lifting up. V'netaleh v'nasi'ehem, kodemi olam, pasuk, v'netaleh v'nasi'ehem, lift them up. And therefore, that's why they put the word netila instead of rechitzat yadayim, to show you the two meanings of netila. When they put it up, they put it up to reach at least the head over it this way. But the strange thing that this Chaim says, they should put it up and the elbow should be behind the body. Very difficult to do that. Very difficult to do such a thing. And I don't know how this Chaim said it, how did they do it. I used to have a friend in the yeshiva that he did this, and he was always suffering with it. He does that. Rabbi Shalom Mizrahi alav shalom passed away. He wrote a good book, Dover Shalom, Teshuvot on Orach Hayim. He didn't finish yet. He was talking. He was a great Talmid Chacham. He tells me, oh, Rabbi Hayim, he used to do that, telling guys such a thing. But he used to be particular to do it. This is as far as we say Netilat Yadayim. We say that they should do the Netilat Yadayim as soon as possible after a person wakes up. Now, after a person wakes up, he makes the Netilat if he doesn't have the water next to him. According to Rabbi Chaim, there is two different opinions about him. Some they say he should go, not walk for a month. He walks and he stops. And that means 8 feet. And he walks and he stops. Some they say the opposite. We should run and do it as soon as possible. Another. But the opinion of the rabbi of Ishaim is this, that he should wait less than 4 months and wait and then go. There is a reason for it, because there is more tum'ah when a person walks 4 months with it. That's why he said not to. Now, we say a person says beracha on netilat yadayim. Of course, he goes to the bathroom early in the morning, and he has to do whatever he needs to do and come wash his hand, and he says Asher Yatzar. Sometimes a person cannot wait that he will wash his hand to say Netilat Yadayim or not. Of course, even though Rabbi Chaim was Hasid Gadol and he was doing these things, we say it's no good for the health of a person. This is one of the things that makes a person not being able to have children because of not going to the bathroom when he's supposed to go. You can tell him, hold yourself, wash your hands and that, before he should go right away to the bathroom, do whatever he has to do, and make netila later. Even though Bishayim doesn't like it. I know Bishayim doesn't like these things, but it's very, very difficult because something of health, something of danger. A person might disturb himself from having children later on. That's what they call it, becomes akara. And that's much worse. Therefore, he would be alive. Now, when he says Asher Yatzar, this comes the Brachot HaShachar. They say to say Asher Yatzar, right after Asher Yatzar, to say Elokai Neshama Shnatata Bitera. Why? The Brachot HaShachar, they don't start with Baruch Atah. Later there is Baruch Atah. And Elokai Neshama, there is no Baruch Atah. And we want some Baruch Atah. The Baruch Atah Asher Yatzar would be good, also covers for the Elokai Neshama. When he says Elokai Neshama Shnatata Bitera, to be careful not to say Elokai Neshama together. Elokai Neshama. Because it sounds, my Neshama is my Elokim. It's wrong. As he has to pause. Elokai. Neshama Shnatata Bitera. Of course, Berachot HaShachar are very important. Very important. There's 18 Berachot. And they say, "Al minhago shel olam nitkanu." A person says, suppose I'm not putting my clothes on. There is certain things that they have to do with the clothes. Does he have to say the Berachot HaShachar or not? They say, yes. Why? "Al minhago shel olam nitkanu." They set it for us, and Shekinesit Gedolah, for what the people are doing. Since they do it because what the people are doing, even though you don't do it, you have to say this Berachot. We come to the first one. First Berachot, Berachot HaShachar. What is it? A mahazir neshamot v'garim metim. What is a mahazir neshamot v'garim metim? A person, when he goes to sleep, he's like beggar met. He doesn't move. He is, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshamot to the people every morning. That's why, what do we say? We say, Mode ani lefanecha. מלך חי וקיים, שחזרת בי נשמתי בחמלה. רבה אמונתך. We thank God for giving us the neshama back. But when a person says, מודה אני, he should not say בחמלה רבה. מודה אני בפניך מלך חי וקיים, שחזרת בי נשמתי בחמלה. Pause after בחמלה. רבה אמונתך. Because בחמלה רבה means with a great mercy, then what is אמונתך? But Vehemda, then Rabban Emunatecha, it's great, the one that puts his trust in you. This is the Modeani. Modeani, he can say even before Netila. Because there's no Shem Hashem, nothing, therefore he can say it before. But the Berachot, he can't say them after Netila. Then the first Berachot that he has Netila Tedai, then he says Asher Yatzar, right after Asher Yatzar, Elokai, Neshama Shnatat Bitora. If he is not going to say the rest of the Berachot, but at least Berachot Tila Mahazir Neshamot Ugarim Yedim, to say it together right after Asher Yatzah. What is Berachot Asher Yatzah? A person has to know the meaning of the Berachot. We are saying that God created men with his wisdom. He said, with what? Barabo Nekavim Nekavim, Halulim Halulim. We know what is a human being, a body, and the Shem put Neshama. Today, if you take a balloon, you fill it with air, make a little hole in it, all the air goes away. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the nature of a human being. The body has many, many holes, here, and still and all, the Neshama is there. Neshama doesn't run away. It's not like the balloon that you put air in it, and this is what we say. Baravo nekavim nekavim halulim halulim. Then galui v'yadu alifanecha. She'im yisatem echad mehem o im yipateh echad mehem. V'same varim. If it would be blocked, that a person can live. Let us see. The heart has different colors over there. Make it close, goodbye. This is one. You see it? A person should understand that we thank God with the way He created us. And that's why I say, Chofei Chol Basar U'Mafli La'asa. Kadosh Baruch Hu, He cures every person and He does wonder with us. This is the nature of creation. What God created, there is only a Kadosh Baruch Hu with us. This is the whole meaning of the Beracha. And when a person says the Beracha, he should think about the meaning of the Beracha. Now we come, I said, Asher Atzar to be said straight before Elokai Neshama, to have Elokai Neshama come after Asher Atzar without any interruption. Why? Because in Elokai there is no Baruch Atah. We want to start the thing with Baruch Atah, which is of Asher Atzar, covers also for Elokai. I say again, not to read Elokai Neshama together. So it's say Elokai by itself, Neshama Shnatat Vedra. Because if you say Elokai Neshama means, my Neshama is Elokim. It's not so. Okay, the reason Elokai Neshama Shnatat Vedra, number of words, they say not to add, not to omit. There is a reason for it according to the Kabbalah, and they tell you be careful with the wording from some Siddurim there. Different texts of the Beracha. Some they have it exactly according to the Kabbalah. All the books of Tefillat Yesharim that were written according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Haim, they have the right wording over there. What do we come up there, Elokai Neshama Shnatat V'Yedorah? We are saying, giving thanks to Hashem for giving us the Neshama back, Mahazin Neshama Dabdarim Yetim. But we say in that Beracha, what does it mean? There's two meanings. One, every day, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it away and returns. And one refers to Tahiyat Hametim. Will come the day that you take our neshama, but you bring us back to this world. This is the emunah of Tahiyat Hametim. Right after that beracha, comes the beracha, noten lasech v'bina, להבחין בין יום ובין לילה. What is Sechvi? There is two different meanings to the word Sechvi. One Sechvi is the rooster, it's called Sechvi. And God gave an understanding, possibility for the rooster to differentiate between midnight and midday. He knows exactly when is midnight. You see, it starts, the sound of the rooster comes out. That's what they say. Used to be people in the ancient time used to take a rooster always in the house to wake up in midnight. This is the alarm clock that they used to have.
Oh, yeah. It's
unbelievable.
It's cheaper too.
They say, they tell us a story in the Zohar. The rabbis were traveling and they reached some boarding house. They stayed there and then they wanted to continue with their journey. The owner of the boarding house begged them, stay here with me. Tomorrow I have a meetup, my son. I want you to be here. They heard that, said, it's a great mitzvah, we'll stay here. As they were staying, they asked him, do you have a rooster?
No.
He said, why? What do you need a rooster for? They told him, that's our alarm clock. We want to get up midnight. The rooster will wake us up. And he said, no, I have a better thing. I have a new modern one. What is? He had a container with a little hole in it, filled with water. One drip at a time, one drop comes out. When it gets empty, it turns over and falls down and makes noise, we wake up. Oh, that's his modern alarm clock. This is how careful they were with that. This is what they say means, the rooster. They have hint to differentiate between midday and midnight. Now, there is another perush, l'sechvi, the understanding of human being. The human being, his sechel, is called also sechvi. L'avhin ben yom ben layla. We come right after that. We say the bracha of giving thanks to Hashem for giving us the chance to open our eyes. God forbid if a person goes to sleep, he can't open his eyes. He can't see. It's a terrible. That is the first thing after הנתן לשכל, that we work out. פוקח עיוורים. Then, מתיר אסורים. What's מתיר אסורים? It untying the people that are tied up. But which tied up? When a person is asleep, he doesn't have control on himself. He doesn't know. But all of a sudden, he comes, he knows how to move himself, how to go. That's matir asurim. The word asurim means kishurim. Even a prisoner, it's called asir. Why they call him asir? Because they tie him there. And this is, he tied to stay over there, detained. This is matir asurim. He's untying the people who are tied up. Then comes, right after that, he gets up. He is able to get up. His knees are being bent, and he knows how to come. Zokef Kofim. The person comes out. What's about those people? They can't do that. They are sick, and they can't do it. Still, I know they have to say the Berachot, as I said before. An min hago shel olam nitkanu. It's done because what God created in the world, in general, for all the people. Then we come Malbish Arumim. He comes to say, what is Malbish Arumim for? When you put your clothes on. And a person says, I don't put my clothes yet. Still and on, he can say Malbish Arumim, of course, being covered. Then after that, Anoten Layayef Torah. Person wakes up in the morning, he's refreshed, and a different thing. When he goes to sleep, very tired, then he says, Anoten Layayef Torah. Then he sees the word. Thank God for how he created the world. V'kah ha'aretz al ha'mayim. Then he said, ha'mechin me'tza'adik ha'bor, able to step, to go, move with our legs. Then what do we say after ha'mechin tza'adik ha'bor? Sha'asali kol tzokin. So what is sha'asali kol tzokin? It refers to the shoes. The person that he puts shoes on and he goes, it's easier for the feet and more comfortable. Otherwise, he will walk without shoes. He will feel very tired, very bad. Therefore, she'asadi kotzoki. Comes people, the books ask, if a person is not using shoes, he doesn't say she'asadi kotzoki. So no, he says it. Why? The way I said before. An min hago shel olam nitkanu. What is in the word? No. But if the word in general of the Jewish people don't use the shoes, you don't say this very hard. When is that? Shavu'ah and Kippur, they don't say Sha'asali Kol Tzokin. This is Mahloket in the books. If they say Sha'asali Kol Tzokin and Shavu'ah and Kippur or not. But it's written and according to Bispa'im, they should not say Sha'asali Kol Tzokin. And Moran says like this. Not to say Sha'asali Kol Tzokin on Shavu'ah and Kippur. Of course, we come after Sha'asali Kol Tzokin, that we are, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us to become Jewish people that received the Torah from him. And we thank Hashem that created me to become part of the Jewish people. Shelo Asani Goy. Or Shelo Asani Abed. Those days, they used to have slavery, sell slaves. And a person being sold as a slave is not, doesn't have the freedom.
What happened to the minhag of the olam? If we don't have slaves today, maybe we shouldn't say it.
About what?
The Arabic, we don't have. There's not the minhag today to have slaves.
You mean the Shlo Asani Avid? Thank God that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this stage that we don't have Avidim.
No, but you're looking at the minhag of the olam. You don't have minhag of olam.
Yeah, but
so why
in this beracha, you refer that we are not in that stage of the time of being Avid. Then Shlo Asani Isha. But Shalasanisha, the poor woman, he said, you condemn the woman. The ladies asked me many times when I gave lectures, Rabbi, is that fair that we are not the right one? He said, Shalasanisha, because man has more mitzvot. And we are thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvot that he gave us. And Isha doesn't have all the mitzvot. And Isha, that's why she says Sha'asani Kol Tzokin. But what is the Isha is inferior than man? Our books they said no. The Isha shares all the credit of men being shared by the wife. And they tell the story that some rabbi's wife, she had some argument with him.
Just the rabbi's wife argued?
He said, well, even though all they do, not the rabbis, but that rabbi had an argument. Usually the rabbis don't. And they had an argument. She was very annoyed. And all of a sudden, the delivery man came to the house. Said, hey, this, you rabbi, is this delivery man better than me? She was a scholar woman. And look, he said, Shlosan Isha, you said, Beracha for him, Shlosan Isha, I'm better than him. He said, you don't understand. When they say Shlosan Isha, everybody is talking about his wife.
Tell that one to my wife.
Of course, then we say, a person should be careful when he says, Ma'avir, Hameshanam, and I have to my not to stop after that. He has to continue with Biyiratzon. Biyiratzon is connected to the Barachah, Ma'avir, Hameshanam. That's why they don't say Amen over there. They wait till a person says, a Gomer Hasadim Tobim Lamo Israel. I say, Gomer Hasadim Tobim Lamo Israel. There you answer Amen. Of course, there is another Yeiratzon that we say, Shtatzilenu Ma'alaram, Pekaram, from everything that bad, okay, Umudina Shogena. After that comes Bechot HaTorah. Bechot HaTorah is very important. You can't say any Pasuk before saying Berachot of the Torah. There is three Berachot in the Torah. Berachot of the Torah. One, Asher Kedeshanu V'Mitzvotav V'Tzibanu Al Divrei Torah. That God commanded us to learn the Torah every day. Then, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to find enjoyment in the learning of Torah. Because if you learn Torah, you don't have the enjoyment, you still don't fulfill your duty. והערב נא השם אלוקינו לדברי תורתך בפינו. Make it tastier, meaningful. ונהיה אנחנו praying our children. Children, צאצאינו וצאצאינו. כולנו יודעי השם אלוקינו, we know about you, ולומדי תורתך לשמה. That's not only to learn the Torah, to make it לשמה. לשמה is the most difficult. It's not easy. Then the Baruch Ata Hashem Hamlamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. He said Hamlamed. No, it's not with them. Asher Limed Torah La'amo Yisrael. Hamlamed every day. Why? Because a person that learns Torah, every day he gains something new. That's Hamlamed Torah. And if he has the help of God, he can understand better. And a person should pray all his life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him to be able to understand the Torah better. We come right away, Asher b'harbanu mikol ha'amim, v'natan lanu et Torato, Baruch Ata Hashem, he again, noten ha'Torah. Lo natan ha'Torah, elan noten. He gives us Torah every day. And it is very careful to be right after the finished Berachot, to read that parasha v'kat kohanim. Why? Because you say Berachot on something. You eat bread, you say Berachot motzi lechem min ha'aretz. You say Berachot of the Torah, you have to read Torah. And that's what comes, the reading of Torah right from the Chumash, and they picked up the, what is the best thing, Berachah of Hashem, to Am Israel. But this is not enough. We do Berkat Torah, and we read Torah. How about the other part of Torah? Mishnah, Gemara, there is. That's what comes Mishnah. Elu divarim she'en lahem, she'or ha'peh ha'bikurim. Then comes Baraita. Tanu Rabbanan pitum ha'ketoret ketzah. Then comes Gemara, Avaye, Ava Mesedet Seder Ma'aracha. All these they put them in order to have a Kata Torah on all these things. Because you can't not have a Kata Torah for every part of the Torah.
If you don't say the others, you're not
good. If you don't say, it's bad.
If you don't say the Ketoret,
it's bad.
It said already. But isn't it also machloket? Isn't it machloket whether or not it's a bracha haTorah is hoda'a or it's a bracha at that point?
Because no, bracha haTorah is for the Torah. Definitely, there's a machloket in that. If you call Birkot HaShevach Be'Hoda'ah, it's a different thing. That's a different thing. But it is Berakha for the Torah that you are reading.
But it's for the whole day.
That's right. So but at least you don't interrupt.
Between the time you
but when you
the
say the Berakha, when you say the Berakha, you have to say right away Torah. Not to be upset. You say HaMotzi Lechem Le'Haaretz, you don't eat the bread, you talk.
But wait, you said the Berakha, you said the Berkat HaTorah. Now you're saying the Zemirot and everything else. So now...
You're right.
So now you have to
say... In this respect, you're right. But you have to say those things for different reasons. Not only for Berkat HaTorah. You say Akedah. Why do we say Akedah? Because God said, when Israel are going to be in trouble, and they say, they pray and they say the Akedah, I consider it as they are being doing that mitzvah, and I remember what Hashem, what Abraham did to Yitzhak, what Yitzhak did, and I will help the Jewish people. The Akedah is very important to say it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what I said, told Abraham, that when your children will be in trouble, they say it, this will help them to get my favor to them. So we say Akedah every day. We finish the Akedah, we come to the Mishnah. Elu divarim she'enam shem, they picked on this Mishnah because most important thing that elu divarim she'adam asir otam ochel perotehem ba'olam hazeh v'akeren kaimet olam ha'olam haba. Then there is part, we are thanking Hashem for giving us mitzvah to read Shema every day. That's called Kriyat Shema, the Korbanot. Because the prayer from Bechod HaShachar till Yotzer is called, till Zemirot, till Baruch Shemar, is called Korbanot. Why do they call it Korbanot? Because mainly there, they bring you the parts of things that they used to do during Beit HaMikdash. We don't have Beit HaMikdash today. Instead of doing it, we read the Torah of the Korbanot, and Hashem will consider it for us like making the korban. This is written in the Torah. Zot ha-Torah, la'ola, la-mincha, the Torah, when you read, comes instead of ola, mincha, hatat, asham, shalamim. This is pasuk in the Torah. And this is the tarjum. You read parasha of that korban, you have it. That's what they call it, the korbanot. Now, in the korbanot, there is kriyat shema. They call it Kriyat Shema de Korbanot, because there is Kriyat Shema of Yotzer, and there is Kriyat Shema of Korbanot. What's the difference between them? Kriyat Shema of Korbanot, you don't have to read the whole Shema. What do you read only? The Pasuk Shema Hashem Baruch Shem. But in other one, you have to read the three Parashiyot. It's a different altogether. But they say, to be careful with Kriyat Shema de Korbanot. Ooh, Kabbalah. They tell you how bad it is for starting the whole prayer with your Zemirot without Korbanot. They tell you that a person must understand that if he wants his prayer to be accepted better, easier to be accepted, he should start with Korbanot. Korbanot, I said already a number of times, they say there is four olamot. There is Asiya. Then there is Yetzirah. Then there is Bria. Then there is Atzilut. What does it mean? Asiya, the word of action, that you do things here. Olam Hazeh. Above heaven, there's already a different word. It's called Yetzira. Above that, there is different malachim, much higher, that's called Bria. Then there is a place, no human being, no malachim, only the glory of God. That's Atzilut. And then, when we pray, we go from one step to another. The korbanot, you are in the word of action here. Then comes the mirot, in the word of yetzirah. Then comes higher, in the word of beria. Then you come, you reach atzilut. Your prayer goes, where is the atzilut? In Amidah. The first part, with korbanot, that's Asiya. Second part from Baruch Shemar till Yotzer, this is where it's called Yetzirah. Then the Yotzer, קריאת שמע, אין דברכות בקריאת שמע, תל עמידה, it's called בריאה. Then the עמידה is אצילות. What do we do right now? We finish, we're there. We are upstairs. We have to come down. And they come down after the עמידה. Again, there is four parts, another three parts after the עמידה, that we come down from one world to another. It shows you, when you are praying, you are doing something, and they tell you, how do you start prayer? In this community, they used to have the prayers always from the beginning. And Bensonhurst, he was somebody right away, he begins the Korbanot. And then they pray the Hashem Melech. What happened? The community got larger, more people. They couldn't have room to start. They are waiting. They say outside the Korbanot, they come Hashem Melech, when others finish, they come in. And all of a sudden, people did not see Korbanot, many of them. And you ask them, what is the beginning of the prayer, Hashem Melech? Which is wrong. The beginning of the prayer is the Korbanot. Vatit Palel, Hanna, we start with them. Of course, they added Vatit Palel, Hanna to the Akedah and that. Again, everything that they did, because for benefit of men. Now, after we read the Kriyat Shema of Korbanot, that we thank Hashem for giving us this mitzvah of reading the Shema, we start reading Parashat HaTamid. What's Parashat HaTamid? The Jewish people used to bring money to Beit HaMikdash every year, each person half a shekel, just before Nisan. And with this money that they brought, they bought the animals for offering the Korbanot every day. That was a duty of the Jewish people to offer two Korbanot, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, on behalf of all the Jewish people. Which means we are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu all our life, every day of our life. The animal that being bought, it's from money of all the people. All the people, they have share in it. That's why it's called we are doing. Today we don't have Beit HaMikdash. What do? We read it. We read the parasha of the Tamid. וידבר השם משה לאמור, צו את בני ישראל, ואמרת עליהם, קורבני לחמי לישי, ריח ניחוח, תשמרו להרחיב לי, ומועדו. וסודות לר שיניים ביום עולה, תמיד. That's all your life. Every day of the year, they must have those two korbanot. And that's what we read. Today we don't have Beit HaMikdash. We read the parasha just like we offer the korbanot. What comes after korbanot? Every day in Beit HaMikdash used to be something else. What is it? Ketoret. Ketoret. We read the parasha of the ketoret. ויאמר השם משה לאמור, קח לך סמים, נטף ושחרר לחבלנה. But we cannot understand the meaning of that without reading the Baraita that explaining it. What they explain to us? That used to be 11 kind of besamim, that they would mix it and burn it to give a good odor on Beit HaMikdash. Now that is the ketoret. Ketoret comes from the word ketor, that there is a steam coming out. There is...
You say
ketoret
in the beginning and
ketoret
at the end, right?
Yeah. First of all, now I'm talking about the beginning, when korbanot. There is ketoret and the korbanot. But we say korbanot beginning, korbanot after ketoret, and there is ketoret mincha.
Right.
That's three times according to the Kabbalah. There's nothing but the ketoret, they say, is very good, segula, beneficial to protect the person from many, many troubles in this world. That's why it's so important to read the Ketoret. And they tell you, when you read the Ketoret in Tanur Rabana, you say, Ahalasar Samanim Ayuba, 11, and you are saying, Atzuri Atzipor, and they do that with their finger, Atzuri Atzipor, and Ahabena Adibona. Each one of them, it weighs Shiv'im Mane, Mishka Shiv'im Shiv'im Mane. Then you go on, Mor, Uktzi'ab, Shiborot Ner B'chakom, another four, each one of them, it weighs 16 Mane. That is the amount of the things that you put. Then there is kilufa shelosha, kinnamon tisha. There is three more. Before that, hakosht. There is hakosht shene ma'asar. Then kilufa shelosha, kinnamon tisha. There is nine. And they do it with their fingers. But they come to tell you, you don't wait to do a finger with Tanur Rabbanan. You have to do it already with the parasha of the Ketoret, Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Where do you find the 11 in the parasha? Tzutin Kahlecha Samim, Natak, Ushelet, Halbena. And then Tzutin Samim, Ulvanazaka. Where did they get 11? Hachamim came and they said 11. But they tell us, when they say Kahlecha Samim, Samim is a plural. Plural must be at least two. That's why when you say Samim, that's two. Then Ulvanazaka, three. And Kahlecha Nataf. No, sorry. Samim, Nataf, Shehelet, Helbena, Levona. That's how much became?
Five.
Six. Then after Levona, Tzudim, Samim. Samim again.
Two.
What will be? Not two. No.
Why?
The second Samim is already in. Why is it put after some of them? Kahlecha Nataf. That's four, that's five. Then the Samim after, equal to all what mentioned before.
So it's equal to six or to five?
Five, sorry. Five, I said six or not.
That's ten.
Yeah. Then he said ten. Ulbonazaka, that's the 11. And what they do with the finger. Kahnecha Samim, two. Nataf, Ushelet, Halbena. Then Samim, again, five. And then, the Levonazaka. In the parasha of the Ketoret already, those they understand the meaning, they show you where are the 11. And you come, you read the Baraita 11, and they say, the Ketoret has segula, very beneficial, to push away all kind of troubles. Where do you learn it? In Aharon HaKohen. What is it? Moshe told him, hurry up, go take the Ketoret, ויעמוד בין המתים ובין החיים, ותעצר המגפה. When there was a magipa, Aharon stopped it by the Ketoret. And we see that the Ketoret is very, very beneficial to push away all kind of troubles from men. Therefore, people that they are careful to say it, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help them better. If they want to be helped and not to start the prayer from the middle, Hashem Melech, that's the middle. Some people, they believe this is the beginning. It's not the beginning. The beginning, they don't say. Then, we finish that Ketoret. They explain the whole Ketoret. Rabban Shimon Gamliel came to explain what is a tzuri. They started telling us. A tzuri is a sap that comes from the tree. This kind of besamim. Then comes Taneva Kapara. Ahad Shimon Shemeshanai Tabar Shishuram Nahatzain. They come because when they took the Ketoret, the Kohen used to take with his hand from all these besamim that mix together, and he brings it. And the Kohen brings it and Kippur takes with his hand. But always, some people, they had their hand big, some people hand small. But always there is leftover. The leftover, they use it, it's written, Hat l'shishim or l'shvim shana. Sometimes 60 years, sometimes 70 years, depend on the hand of the Kohen. And Shishiraim Nahatzayim. We come later on, there is Gemara. Avaye, Ava Misadeh Samacha, they warn us not to read Ava, Avaye, and the word Hava together. Why? It will sound like the end of Avaye, Ye. And then, Hevav He, that will be like Shem Hashem. Not allowed to say it. Therefore, they're being careful. Avaye. Then they pause a second. Ava misadeh seder ma'aracha. Or, say, Avaye misadeh hava seder ma'aracha. There is different kind of text, how to say it, in order not to make the mistake when they read the ye and the hava together. Then he explained it. Oh, comes to another choa. What an important part. If a person understands the meaning of Ana Bechora, unbelievable. And they say, in many communities, in the ancient time of Sephardim, used to stand saying Ana Bechora. Spanish Jews, many of them, up to now, in their congregation, they stand in Ana Bechora. The way we stand in Hashem Melech, they stand. For us, they said it's not necessary to do, but the many communities still do it. They used to do that, and then about 300 years ago, 400 years ago, they used to do that in the synagogue, the community, to stand up. Now, after that, they picked one perek of Mishnah, Ezehu Mekoman. Why they took this Ezehu Mekoman? Because Ezehu Mekoman speaking about all the korbanot, every korban that would bring them. Since we don't have every korban, we read the halacha of the korban is considered for us like offering the korban. Then they tell us to be very careful with the hodu l'Hashem k'ru b'shmo. Very important praise to God. They used to say part of it when they offered the korban tamid of the morning. And another part up in the tamid of afternoon. And that's what you say. They tell us, the Kabbalists tell us, don't interrupt yourself from hodu till the mirat. Go straight without stopping and in between. And therefore they don't like it. Some they say not to say even Kaddishli after hodu, but to say it before hodu. But you know that really there is sof Kaddishli is Torah. If you say that's not called interruption, you can say Kaddishli. But some books they say don't say Kaddishli, you can say Kaddishli before hodu.
So what do we say
that
Ishmael
Amed,
the social
saving book?
What are we saying
that? This is most important part for the Gemara. How do you study the Gemara? Mm-hmm. By the rules of what Ishmael is saying. There is all this Kabbalah, all this is how we explain the Torah. Chachamim had the rules, setting of the rules, how to learn the Torah. This is the Torah Shva Abed that explained
the Shvachta. So you go from Mishnah to Gemara.
Yeah. This is the 13 most important principles how to study the Torah. Of course, we go to giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we come to Baruch Shamar. Baruch Shamar is a very, very important part of the Torah. Because Baruch Shamar, they tell us, it came Chachamim saw something coming from heaven, came to them like a note to say this Baruch Shema. And they said it for us to say it every day. And they tell you, it must be 87 words, not to change it more or less. Some books they have different kind of. But today what we have in the Baruch Shema is exactly what the book said it should be, not more and not less. The wording of Baruch Shema. Now the question is, a person is in Korbanot. He hears somebody saying Beracha. Does he answer or not? Of course he answers. He is allowed to interrupt himself. Not only allowed, his duty to answer Amen. Not only that, anything that of importance, respect of people, somebody asks you a question, you can interrupt yourself to answer. Because Kavod HaBriyot. But when you come to Baruch Shema, stop. You can't answer anything you want. In Korbanot you could. But come to Baruch Shema when you start the Zemirot, you are not allowed. You answer only Kaddish. And Kaddish, not all of it. The first half, Aminim, and Yehoshua Rabbah. This is a mahloket, Yehoshua Rabbah, if you say the whole thing, till Be'alma, or only till Yidbarach. And the Kabbalist said, you say till the Amiran, Be'alma. You say the whole Yehoshua Rabbah, Barach. Now, Kaddish, as I said, Kedusha. And Kedusha, you answer two sentences. What are they? Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Sarno, Kolaz, Kavodo, and Baruch, Kavod, Hashem, you answer. You don't say, and between all the words, or Nakdishah. Now, these are the only things that you say. Then, after Kedusha, Baruch Hu. You hear Baruch Hu, the Shem HaMevorach, you have to say Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, La'olam Ba'ed. You hear a man saying Beracha, you answer him. A person, all of a sudden, you're in the middle of the Mirat, You're an Ashresha Vatecha. You hear Leitatef Vetzitzit. Say Amen. You answer Aminim or Berachot also. This is in the mirrors. Yes.
You wouldn't say Amen between Hashem and Yichavod. You're not supposed to, right?
It's between what?
Between Yichavod and Asher Yoshve, you would not say anything.
No, you say.
You would say it?
Yeah. You answer. Now, you come to your chair. Baruch Ata Hashem Lekem Lecha Olam Yotzer O. Till the Amida, you eliminate Berachot. You don't answer Amen on Berachot. But you still say Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. Three things instead of four. Then, you say in Yotzer, three things you answer. Even in the middle of the Shema, everything you interrupt yourself to answer. The only thing they tell you, when you finish the Yotzer, Ga'al Yisrael, you don't say anything between Ga'al Yisrael and Hashem Sefatai. If you see people going to say Berakha or something, stop before in Shira Hadasha and answer over there and continue. In order not to stop between Ga'al Yisrael and the Amida, the prayer Hashem Sefatai Tiftah. Because they tell you, Tzarich Lismoch Geula Letfila. הוא מצא, מצא זה...
כן, הוא לא הבין משהו.
Yeah.
צריך לענות ולחזור,
yeah.
כי לא יתור.
זה דבר אחר, הוא צריך לענות, ודאי. אומרים כדי שיחבר אותם יחד. But he has to answer. No question about it. Now, this is what we say now about your term. What is your term?